So last week we were calling it Final Danstination. Dan had a tough week. The house flooded. There was a milk bomb that exploded that precluded him from voting. He got into a car accident rear-ending somebody, and then the next day got into another car accident when a motorcycle rear-ended him. And then to wrap up the week on Friday, he had to go DJ a wedding. And
oof.
It was only his second wedding ever.
Yikes.
And the first one was a debacle.
Yeah.
Do I have all of that correct, Dan?
You ain't lying so far.
Okay, so I know, Kennedy, you brought some audio of the introduction at the wedding. Before we get to that, though, I want to play the audio that you have, Dan. This is the bride, right?
Yes, this is the bride. Her name was Amanda. She's lovely. This is her after the wedding. I just wanted to catch up with her and kind of get her thoughts.
I'm here with the newly minted Mrs. Amanda Borowski.
Yes, hello, Dan.
You just got married.
I did. I am a Mrs. Anthony Borowski now.
How was your wedding?
It was amazing. Thank God Dan and I are on the same wavelength for music because I had people dancing during the dinner hour. It was amazing, and we didn't stop dancing until 8 o'clock.
Your family's nuts, which helps.
Of course we are. We have a friggin' blast.
So I don't know if you've heard, but I have had a terrible week. I've had a Final Destination type of week. Someone's trying to kill me. The universe is plotting against me all week.
Okay.
And I was 100% sure your wedding was going down in flames and it was going to be my fault.
Oh, hell no. You were DJing. It wasn't. That was my biggest thing.
Oh,
Dan's
no.
DJing. I know it's going to be a blast. And that's how we knew we were going to have a great wedding. We had a blast. It was so amazing. We were so lucky to have Dan. I'm so happy.
I should hire you as my publicist.
Hell yeah.
A lot of hell yeahs in there. She was very happy bride.
Yeah, okay. When I got there, Dan and the bride are really the only people I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of her family or friends, mm-hmm. but I love her. So I got there and everybody's milling about and I'm like, I'm just going to stand with Dan. The
so
only
you,
way
you were
go.
Dan's roadie?
She was like my assistant for the night. It was a nice switch from how we normally do things here.
I totally worked for Dan. It was
Kennedy,
awesome.
Kennedy, go grab that record. I need that song.
No, I did. I
did
ran
you
into
tip her out,
things.
Dan, at the end of the night?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
She was gone away before the end of the night.
Shocker. I didn't stay to the
The Irish goodbye to everybody.
But I did get... No, I didn't. I said goodbye. I did get a text from her, though. She said Dan was so good. He had so much fun, and the music was awesome. I was pretty tipsy when he interviewed me.
I cut out some of her more tipsier moments.
Yeah, she said I may have threatened Carson to be nice to Dan.
What is this audio that you brought,
so,
Kennedy?
So, you know, the DJ, his first real thing he has to do in the wedding is to introduce the wedding party as they come in after they took all the pictures. So this is that.
You're like a ring announcer.
Oh, it gets more.
Coming in.
Grandiose.
Yes, Daniel.
Coming in next, your bridesmaid, Nadine David, and groomsman, Keith Zetta.
Top rope.
I thought he did great.
Coming into the main stage.
Hey, it's like being at a Celtics game.
I love it, man.
Getting the crowd amped. Don't you feel like you were there?
Did anyone do talcum powder?
Now, coming in solo because he needs all your
That was her brother, and he was so extra. He gave extra a new meaning.
I can't wait to hear from the bride and groom.
Rise and join me in making a little bit of noise as I introduce to you for the very first time, Mr. and Mrs. Anthony and Amanda Borowski.
Pew, 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 pew. I have to tell you, Dan's the only DJ I've ever seen that does, you know, Dance Dance, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
To the Cocktail Hour instrumentals. Like, Rachel Platten's fight song was playing, but it was the nice, beautiful instrumental. And he's singing. You can hear him at the table.
This is my fight song.
song. It was awesome.
All I can be is me.
And you were perfect.
All right. That's
before the introductions, I walked over to the bartender.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, could I get a Jameson and Ginger like 20 minutes before the introductions?
Take the edge off a little bit.
You just steady the nerves here.
All right, we have some final thoughts here.
Do you have any final words about your wedding tonight?
If you need a DJ, you call Dan because he is the best. We had a blast. I'm not kidding you. We danced the entire night. You need to hire Dan. I promise you. And Carson, don't you dare badmouth Dan. I will come after you. I'm lying. I love you, Carson. I'll see you sometime soon.
I'm going to edit that part out, though.
Dan, before the wedding, you were like ready to retire and never do weddings again. Are you going to do weddings?
I am up in the air if I'm going to do more weddings.
I got a bar mitzvah for you in 2 weeks, buddy.
You did so well. Do not. You did so well. Seriously.
I want to give a shout out to
Jameson.
I want to give a shout out to Steve. He showed up in suspenders and a galaxy hat, and he got the dance floor popping.
Yeah, we just need him one. Suspenders.
I just said, hey, suspenders, I need you tonight.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.